Weiter in Shasmir and Avuzara Daf Yud Aleph. Picking up at the top of the page, here we go with Unculus. A Unculus Bar Clonimus, he converted. And he had an uncle that was the Caesar, the Caesar. He wasn't too thrilled with this and shot the Caesar Gunda through a Moya. So what did he do? He sent a Gunda, which Rashi says is a Gedud, a bunch of troops have to go take him. Mashchina Bekroi. He convinced him that with Psukkim and they ended up converting. Higayer, that didn't work out. And Amar Lui said to them, "Lo temu leiv lo midi." Don't say anything to him. You have a shakav alzer along the way. He said, "Amar Lui, emaluchu milsa ba'al." Let me ask you a simple thing. Now he says, "Nif yora nakat nura kamei pif yora." Now these over here, what are all? We're going to see a bunch of words over here. These are going in order of chashivas, different levels of chashiva people. Yeah, in Rome. So he says that what happens is that the Pifiora goes ahead and, oh, I skipped. The Nifiora holds the candle for the Pifiora. And Pifiora, Leduchsa, he holds it for the Duchsa. And Duchsa, Legmona, he holds it for the Hegmon. Hegmona, Lekoma, he holds it and for the Koma, Rashi says, is the king. Rashi says, let's take a look, step back. Nifiora, Nakadnori, Lefiora, Notelamolicha, Vuka, Lefnea, Pifiora, they hold it for the torch, the flame as they're walking. Kulan, Mini, Sarara, Hain, these are all like officials and officers, Hain, Zelaman, was there, one above the other. And finally, we have the ultimate, which is the king. Over here, Koma Minakadnura Mikmei Inche. Would the king hold it in front of just a stam person over here? Amalei, so they said back to him, "Lo, of course not." Right, this is all these officers are trying to take him. Say so. Amalehu, he says back to him, "How could this Baruch Hu Nakadnura come Yisrael? Hashem, he held it in front of the Yidden. The Chassidus Pesukim of Hashem Holich Lifneim Yomam, and Hashem went before them with the day." Right, and then the pasuk over there is Ba'amud Anan, and then with the Amud Eish. And so Hashem walked in front of them, and he held it for them. Igayu Kulin, they all of them converted. Said, "Wow." Other Shadar Gunda Achriti Abaseh. Then he sent another Gedud, another troop. Normally he says, "Lo Tishto Midi Ba'Day." Don't speak anything with him. Don't say a word to this guy. Kinokti Leiv Azi. They were taking him along as they were going. Chadza Mezusta Demantcha Pitzcha. He saw there was a mezuzah that was by the entrance, right? Osiv De'Ala, and he put his hand on it. V'Armelu, and he asked him, "My eye. What is this?" And he asked them. Armulei, they said to him, "Emalon, at, why don't you tell us?" Armulei says, "Min hagash shel olam, the minig of the olam, melech basav adam yosu b'fnim." You know, the king sits on the inside. Va'avadu mishamrim asimchus, and the guards, they watch him from the outside. Vila kodesh baruch hu, avadu b'fnim, the avadim are inside. V'hu mishamrim l'b'chutz, and he goes and guards him from the outside. Shemar Hashem yishmar tzitzcha v'urecha metav yad olam. Hashem goes in and he guards, "You're going out and you're coming in from now and forever." Igayir, and they also end up converting to lo shadr basrei. So the Caesar, he stops sending after him. Is it enough? Okay, then we go back to some discussions we mentioned yesterday's daf on Tuninos and Rebbe. Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitneka. Hashem said you have two goyim, two nations in your womb. I'm a Rebbe Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Atuke goyim ele geyim. Don't mean it's goyim, but geyim. Geyim meaning, Rashi says, ksiv karinan goyim, but it's spelled gimel yod yod mem, which is the idea of proud, proud ones. Ze Antoninos v'Rebbe. This is talking about Tuninos and Rebbe. Rashi says, ze ba meisav, ze ba meyakov. One came from Esav, one came from Yaakov. It doesn't never was lacking from their table. Lettuce, cucumber, or radish. They never lacked. Lobi masachamim, lobi sekshamim. Not during the summer, not during the winter. They were rich. Damar mar. Son mechate chochel tzenon radish. What does it do? It says chituch vahipuch moldim lamaychel. It cuts up the food for you. Chazeres mahafich maychel. It flips it over. Kishus maychel meayim. It makes bigger the intestines. Oh, these are things which are healthy. The ha'atanad rebi shma'el laminik reshma kishuin. Why are cucumbers called kishuin? You know why? Because they're bad. If they shikushin the gufo shall adam kicharovis. Because it's bad for the body like knives. And for the gemara lo kasha haba ravervi, when it says it's not good for you, that's talking about big ones. Haba zutri. That was talking about the small ones that are going to be good for you. Yoma lady v'yoma misa is part of the Mishnah. We said the mayor says also do business with them. 3 days before the birthday of the king and the death. Chacham says it's only before the death is only if they would burn his stuff. That means it's chashuv, and it's avodah zarah involved in all the jazz. Mechlad the remeirs, however, you must hold losham misa yishreish basraf shreifa losham misa shema shreifa. I don't care if it's shreifa or not. Paul chabel avodah zkachavim. Either way, they're worshiping avodah zarah on that day. Rashi says Paul chilei osen oso yom eight kava kol yemei bino haomed dachta of all the days of his son who are there after him. Alma shreifa lav chukei masir shreifa is not considered some sort of avodah zarah thing itself. Rashi says, "Mi the lo tali Rabbi Meir taima b'sreifa alma lo chok ha'ovde lav chok ha'ovde chavim hu l'shem avodas kachavim." This type of thing. Mechlad the rabbanon tavim must be the rabbanon of the opinion. Rashi says, "The tolo tam ayuba kasavi chuka hilam." Right? That what sreifa chukai? So that they hold that is chuka. That is some sort of avodah zarah shtickle that's going on over there. Says the Gemara, "I really rabbanon v'atani mutan abraisa sarfin al hamalacha that we burn the king's stuff." Even for a Jewish king, we go and we burn his stuff. V'lo midakei amori, and it's not considered a darkei amori. Rashi says, "Einu midakei amori lachosh lo sasei k'masem." It's not over a lo sasei. We're going ahead and doing such a thing. V'chuki, and if you want to say that burning the king's stuff is considered avodah zarah, non hechi safin, how can we go and we can burn it? Am ha'ksev, it says, "You're not allowed to go in the ways. You're not allowed to walk this way of the Goyim." So what do you do now? Really, burning is not considered chuk. It's not considered an actual avodah zarah service. This is what their machlok is over. Meir Savar, lo shna misa sheish b'sreifa, v'lo shna misa she'en b'sreifa. This is, I don't care if it's a misa with sreifa or not. Where you burn it, you don't burn it. Palch v'lo z'kuchavim. We assume that they're worshipping avodah zarah on this anniversary of his death. Rabbanan Savar, they hold misa sheish b'sreifa. If the shreif involved, the cheshivah is considered chashiv to them, and then they're going to worship their god on that type of thing. V'shem b'shreif, but there is no shreif, there's just a gili musa, lo cheshiv, not considered important to them, v'lo b'chil b'yin, they're going to go and they're going to serve. Gufa sarfim, alam alachim, Jewish kings, v'yim o'shim dachim mori, it's not a problem of darkei ho'em mori. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Bishalom Tamus ube misrifos avosecha malachim." You died. Rashi says, "Bitzidkiyo." Ksevah says, "Bitzidkiyo," that you will die peacefully, and like the burnings for your fathers, the kings before you, they can also burn your stuff as well. Ukeshem shesarfen amalachim, and just like we go and we burn for the honor of kings, kach sarfen al nesiim, so we burn for the nesiim as well. Umahem sarfim ala malachim, and what would they burn for the malachim? Mitatsa nukleitas, using their beds and the stuff that they use. Amaisa shemei serving Gamliel Zakin, story time of Gamliel Zakin died. Vesarfalov and Kosa Ger Shiva Manaturi, and Uncle's the Ger, he burned 70 mana for him. Rashi says, Mashma Kesef Sarf, he burnt those Kesef. Tsuri Mishko Shotsor, who Chafi Sloim, Vasela Dal Dinarim, Badina, who Mishko Zov Kush. Tantina, right? So the point is, you burnt a lot. I've armed Mahain Sarfin Aleim, but you said, what would they burn for the honor of the kings? Mitasan, it was their beds and the things that they used over here. I mean, now you're saying you burned money? Sorry, what it means is he burned the equivalent of it, the value of it. Rashi says, Klei Tashmish, how you shove him Shivamana, the stuff that he had, and it was worth 70 mana. Umidi Achrini Lo, they didn't show anything else for Tanya. Okrin ala Malachim, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Darkei Amori. Rashi says, Okrin means behema. It's literally uprooting. The animal means Hagidin Levad Shal Parsuse Oker V'chotech Apugrimat Balas. There was the tendons or whatever ligament, the tendons that was right above the hoof. They would go ahead and they would cut that, and that would cause the animal not to be able to function properly. V'emo Shum Dachemori and Zo Isef Dachemori. Amrav Papa Susharachav Alav. The Brisa is talking about the horse that he rode him. She says the Huklei Klei Tashmish. That was the answer. The question was, aye, but I thought there's nothing else to do. What about the animals? Yeah, that was Klei Tashmish. But Behemoth Tahara, lo, and but they didn't do this to Behemoth Taharas, right? We said that the reason, according to this, what we just answered, the reason to do only the king's horse was a non-kosher animal. So now we said, what are non-kosher animals? What Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Iker, Ikor, Sheish, Matrefa, Aser, literally uprooting, that's going to cause a trefa, that's going to be usher. Shema trefa mutter, if not trefa, then it's going to be mutter. Rashi says, what does that mean? Shema in the trefa, what becomes trefa because of it. Usher la so. Even though you're not going to get any knowledge from it, also ligrom the behemoth trefus be a dime, another cause of be a dime, the trefus to go and become trefum. Shame about trefus is a mutter. What is the ikr shame about trefus? What's an ikr? What type of uprooting? What type of procedure can be done in a way that it's not going to be called a trefa? Right, and what kind of is it? Yeah, it's not gonna make a trefa. Beep, turn the page off on base. Hamanasher parsosea min ha arkuba ulamata. This is someone who cuts the tendons of the hooves from the point of three different sections from the arkuba ulamata and down. Rashi says that minshar meisir v'chotech parsos shnei regleha. Min arkuva lamata aval min arkuva lamaila trefa alma mi the also la trefa latarfa be behema tahora skin. We're talking about a behema tahora. We're talking about the idea of making a trefa not. So tahora my kli tam sheiko. What kli tashmish is there over here? As the point is, we answer you're not going to make it into a trefa, and if it's done in a certain place, it's not going to make it into a trefa. So, but the point is that we see making it into a trefa means that it's something that's not a trefa. So the Gemara, so where he finds this kli tash, where he finds this as a kli, you know, if not the horse is the only one. It says Gemara, Tirgum Harfapa, the Egla Meshechus, Bekar Nisakim with the Egla, the cow that would go ahead and pull the wagon. Rashi Shiyoshi Bo Amelech, the Hainu Kli Tashmisho. So if it was pulling these wagons, that was his kli tashmish. Yom Tiglach Tog Tiglach Has Tikano. We said in the Mishnah that it's also to do business with the Zavodah Zarnik on the following idea, that is Yom, the day, Tiglach Has Tikano, the day of shaving his beard. And the Mishnah said over there, that is Tikano Ubloriso, his blurious, is this type of hair that they would grow. Now, Yibar Yilufrek the Gemara, Heichi Ketani, what exactly are you teaching me here? Yom Tiglachas Zikno Veha Nachas Blariso. You mean the day that he shaved his beard and he left that little amount of hair over there? Rashi says, Yom Shemegaleh Zikano V'chein Bo B'yom Nachas Blariso. Also that day when he leave the hair. Yom Shemegaleh Zikano Se'ar U'menicha Blaris Pud Nlitz Me'achareya Oref. They left like this in the back of the neck, this type of hair for Zara. So are we talking about the day they shaved the beard and they left that little bit of hair? Maybe it means the day that they would shave the beard and that he's shaving his beard and leaving it, right? Or the day they shave the beard of Havaras Vorusan and also remove the hair. Right? Says the Sof Shana, end of the year. They just cut the lock by itself, the lock of hair. Toshima, the Tanya Tavayu, for both of them, we're taught in Bryce's. Yeah. Yom Tiglachas Zikano Vehanochas Boriso. One Bryce says the day of shaving his beard and leaving the bed of hair. Yom, another one says Yom Tiglachas Zikano Vavaris Boriso. Another one says the day of shaving his beard and of removing that part of the hair. Okay, so we have both ways. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, Od Acheres Yeshlem Baromi. There was another holiday they had in Rome. It says Od Eid Acheres Yeshlem the Romiim Shein Hashnu Mishnah. It's not mentioned in their Mishnah. Achas L'Shim Shalom Mivim Adam Shalem. Once in 70 years. Listen what they would do. Because of the 70-year exile that the Yidden were in, right? So once every 70 years, it would take a person who was healthy, right? She says, Keneged Esav. Shalom, a complete person. They took a person who was lame, right? Who couldn't really walk so well, and they put him on this Shalom person on top. Rashi says the Shalom was going to get Esav, and the Mechiger was going to get Yaakov. Tzula al Yerecho, Tzolei al Yerecho. They get hit by his thigh. Klomer Adayin, Esav Shalit Yaakov. Esav still ruling over Yaakov. Mavisha so big the Edom Rishon. They would dress up the one up on top with the beggar of Edom Rishon. That's just Vahin big the Chemudos Shayil Esav. This is the type of clothing that was given to Adam Harishon. Right, and Vahin big the Chemudos Shayil Esav. This is what Esav had. He had these clothing over here. It was called that. This is the thing that Esav was jealous and something that he really wanted badly. It was by Nimrod and originally owned by Adam Rishon. It had images of all the animals on it. Esav killed Nimrod and he took it. Right, so they do is they put that on. Meicha lo berosho kar keflo shel Rabbi Yishmael. Rashi says, "Kohen gadol me'aruge malchus." He was part of a seruge malchus, Rabbi Yishmael. Beautiful, beautiful looking man, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen gadol. You know, during the time of Bayis Sheni. And the Romans went along and they killed him. And the story goes, I'm sure many have heard over Tisha B'Av, that the Caesar was thought he was really beautiful. So before he ended up killing, he wanted the skin. So they flayed the skin off his face and they kept it so that it shouldn't go down. And that's what Rashi says, Kohen Gadol Meru Gimachos, so you mitoch yofyo nichas believe bas kesar v'hifshit or they flayed off his face. Panav, the chanta for Simon and they preserved it in balsam, shetehei, b'kiyamis, v'lo yishtana, v'adayin munach b'ginzei Rome. It's still now in the storehouses of Rome, which is probably the Vatican or something like that. Anyways, what they do is they place on his head, they put Rabbi Shmuel's face, you know, on top of the winner here. V'tolo libitzavri, maskel Rabbi Zuza, defida, they hung from his neck. A type of the defiza is some type of stone that weighed 200 zuz. Rashi says paz, v'hu evan yikar paz in English translates as, you know, modern Hebrew is of gold. But anyway, it was this evan yikar ad ba'od ve'inu motzavilim. It's not found in the world. V'chapen is a shvakam be'enach, and they covered the streets with enach. We saw this earlier in Daf Ches. This type of special stone. If you remember, they were talking about who's a setting for who. Anyway, machriz in the front of them would say in front of him and say sach kiri plaster. The calculation of the ruler was wrong. Rashi says kesbon ha'kitzin kazavu. It's a lie. The vus Yaakov shakar lebanav lecher siyamim shesofen ligol kazavu. So that they're going to get redeemed eventually. It's a lie. Sach is a chesbon, and kiri is kitz in the end. Because it never happened, they weren't redeemed. Achua de Marana Zefana, the brother of our master, is a fake. She says, Achiv Shah Adonenu, Esav Zeifanu, Yaakov, Sharima Esav, he tricked them. Vechashav Lito Baracha Lios Gevir Lachiv, he wanted to be like a ruling over his father. So they would say, Yaakov, the one who ruled over, he tricked him. And now, the Chambe, one who sees this, you see it. Rashi says, Besimcha Zu, Achshav Ro'ehu, Umisha Inu Ro'a Achshav, Lerod Ad Ayin Shana in Anasis, right? Because it's only done once every 7 years. Lo Chambe. Whoever misses it, you miss it. Maya Hani Rambara, Be. Rama Usei, what gain comes to this trickster from his doing trick? Rashi says, Ligakov, Sharima says of Lakakhis Birchaso. Like what happened with the Zaifanab Zaifanuse or this cheater, like in his cheating, like you didn't gain anything. See, we're ahead. Simon Ba Hachi, and it would finish off with the following. Vila Dain Kad Yokum Dain. Woe to this one when that one will get up. Rashi says, woe to Esav when Yaakov will actually get up. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi. Hechshilan piyam l'rishayim. The mouths of the Rishayim have made them mukshal, like stumble. Right? Made them stumble. I am zayfan achud demara. Gemara, they were said, a cheat is the brother of our master. Kidakamri. It would be like they meant, but Ashad Ami, the Marani Zaifana. Now that they say that the brother of our master is a cheat, sounds like they're saying Marana Gufi Zaifahu. Our master himself is a cheat. Okay, now, why did our Mishnah mention this one? Why doesn't it bring this one down? Why don't you mention it? And for the Gemuri, answer is because Lahai the Isa. The Isa b'chol shat v'shat v'chosh. We learn the things the holidays are every year. The lesson b'chol shat v'shat v'chosh. Everything didn't write the ones that weren't every year. This one's once every 7 years. He didn't write it. Hani deromai. These holidays that we mentioned here are all the Romans. Rashi says, Hani yimei yedei hen domasisan eino surin ela l'bnei Rome. It's only outside the business of the b'nei Rome. With the parsoim, what are the holidays of the parsoim? Mutardi uvturiski muharakne mandranke umerin. Rashi's Shemos Yemei Edein Kavuos Yesh Lehem B'chol Shana. It's like their set type of holidays that they had every year. Hani the Parsai the Romai, okay, those are the Persians of the Romans. The Bavloi Mai, what about the Babylonians? What did they have? Muharniki Vaknise Bachnune Veser Baadar. These were the ones that they had. Yup. Reshes Veser Baadar Basara Baadar. Apparently they had a holiday then. Amrav Khanabarav Ychis Amrav Amri La There are five fixed temples of Avodah Zara. Rashi says, "Will come on the first Kavuin Kol Shana." That means the whole year. Shekol Yomos Hashana Osin of Dam. They would do service Yom Eid, Makrivin Zvachim Asurin Masvatalim. It's always has to do business with them because they'd always be sacrificing for some particular holiday. Elohim, these are them. Base Baal Bebavel. These are the names of the five kavua places. Base Devo, Bechorsi. Okay. Interesting locations. Base Nevo, Bechorsi. Another one. Tarasa Sheb Mapag. Tarasa is in his play called Mapag. Mapag is the shame of the city. Sarifa Sheb Ashkelon. And Nisha Sheba Arabia, although he's known as Arabian Nights. Guess what? When he came, he says, Osifa Aleim Yorid Sheba Ein Bechi, the Yorid, the fair that was in Ein Bechi, Nidbacha Sheba Akko. The fair that's in Ein Bechi, and the Nidbacha, which is in Akko. Nika Da'ami, some say Nitzbra Sheba Akko. The last one we actually called, the name of it was Nitzbra. Which is an Akko. Rav Dimi Minar Dayim Asi Yevchei flipped it the other way. You read Sheba Akko, Nidbacha Sheba In Bechi. The fair that's in Akko, Nidbacha, which is in Bechi. Ayam Alei Rav Chanan by Rav Chista Le Rav Chista. What does it mean? My Kavuin. Hein, what does it mean that these Batei Avodah Zarah are Kavuin? Amalei Hachim Ravua Dimach. This is what the father of your mother said, aka your grandfather from your mother's side, not from my side. Kavuin Hein La'olam Tidira Kulum Shata. They're fixed always, all the time, through the entire year. Right? They're the whole year. Palche Lehu. They're involved with worshiping Avodah Zarah and servicing, you know, people. Amai Shmuel Bagolein Oseli Omeidam Bilvad. In the Golan, the Golos. It's only us to do business with them on the actual day of the festival itself, where we saw that in Dav Zayin Mabez. V'yom Eidam Nami Miyasir, and is it even us to do it on the day itself? What does that mean? In order to go into Bait, Rav Yehuda Sharlei L'Rabuna L'Zabuni Chamrei. Rav Yehuda allowed Rav Yehuda to sell wine to the Avodah Zaranix. Either to sell or to buy it. Rav Gidl L'Zabuni Chitei, and also used to do it wheat. B'chagsa D'Tayah, on the festival of the merchants. Rashi says, Yom L'Shana, one day of the year, Miskapsin Kosel Chorei Yer, Lech Alishos V'Lachlik, they would eat, drink, and be merry, L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, Plonis, V'Kan Karin Kunpadrin, Kunpadria. Right? That was the question. Is even us to do it on that day? We see they used to go and do it. And the Gemara, Shani Chagsa D'Tayah, the Lokavia, you can't bring me Raya from the holiday of the merchants, because the festival, because it's different. Why? Because it wasn't something which kavua. It says ein choshen la kokach, im ein osen la choshen shana. It's not done every single year. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.